T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday. I mean, we've made it. Whew. Tough week. Does it get better next week? I sure hope so. Now, I got to tell you something. As we look at everything that is going on right about now, we can take a look at those who are more likely to contract this particular ailment versus that particular ailment. We've heard about folks who are older. I'm always concerned about kids. Look, this is something clearly, as the father of three, very, very near and dear to my heart. And given all that we've done over the years for Children's Hospital of Richmond at BCU, I just wanted to know how our children in this community being impacted, if moms or dads are thinking, wow, little Johnny is doing this or Mary is doing that, what should we be doing? Dr. Emily Godbout, who is a, let me see if I get this all right, pediatric infectious diseases specialist as well as an epidemiologist, is joining us. Dr. Godbout, thanks for being here.
Oh, thank you so much for having me on today.
Yeah, that is quite a mouthful. explain to all of us, we got pediatric and infectious, but explain the rest of what you do.
Sure. So part of my training, I train specifically in infectious diseases, so I help treat pediatric patients with infections, and I also help prevent infections. And I did a couple years of extra training to learn more about epidemiology and study, you know, diseases and how they sort of progress over time.
Okay. All right. So you, like everybody else who has all of those wonderful titles and all of that amazing education and training, you're looking at this particular situation. And what are you saying as relates to our kids?
Yeah. So, I mean, I think that there's certainly a lot of fear out there right now because this is something new and, you know, it's not something that we are familiar with. Mm-hmm. But so far, all of the data that we have coming out from the other countries have shown us that children are not necessarily more susceptible to this infection, and they oftentimes have more mild symptoms than adults.
Okay.
And it's very rare for them to develop severe symptoms. So the kids are actually doing really, really well.
Wow. Well, that's great. We've been looking for some good news, and I think you just gave it to us. That's that is wonderful news. But what about parents who are as all parents are, we're all overly concerned about our kids. Is there something we need to be on the lookout for that might indicate, you know, it's not just a cold, it's not just the flu?
Mm-hmm. That's a great question. I mean, I think the best thing that we can do right now as parents for our children is to try to do all of the sort of infection prevention measures that you keep hearing about on the news, washing our hands, staying home, practicing social distancing, staying away from people that are sick. And really, if your child develops, you know, some mild symptoms, a fever, you know, keeping them home and treating them, you know, at this time is the appropriate thing to do.
Right.
Certainly, if they get worse or need medical attention, seeking that attention is appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
But if they're just having mild symptoms, it's okay to keep them at home and treat them at home.
Now, I know this isn't necessarily your area of expertise, but you're now in a situation, we're all in a situation where our kids are at home for the next 3-4 weeks, could be longer than that. Now, I know that there are world-class scientists working on the cure and the vaccine. I got news for you. They're going to be moms and dads if they continue to be locked up with their kids. They could have a cure in about a day and a half.
Yeah, I totally agree. Yeah. I know. I think I saw that on social media the other day. Someone said, you know, I'm ready to start making a vaccine myself.
Yes. But how do we deal with that? And how do we keep our kids engaged? Because I'm looking at my kids going, okay, by the end of this, it's not going to be the freshman 15 for my college student. It's going to be the quarantine 15.
I think that this is a really stressful situation, and I think that the best thing that we can do as parents is to try to remain calm.
Okay.
And I think that if we remain calm and confident, I think that we can provide the best for our children. So I think it's important for us to have credible resources, take the time to sort of sit down with your children or your teenager and talk to them about COVID-19, help answer their questions in a way they can understand. I think if kids can understand what's going on, it's less stressful for them.
Okay.
And then as much as possible, trying to keep up with a regular routine, that can be very difficult. And I applaud all of those moms and dads out there right now that are home trying to work and also trying to homeschool their children. I think that would certainly be a really difficult situation.
Yeah.
But trying to do some things that are fun. I had my kids outside this past weekend, and I just had them do laps around the house. I was just trying to get the energy out, trying to keep them entertained.
Okay.
And also, you know, everyone needs to take care of themselves, because you can't take care of anyone else until you've taken care of yourself.
Well, that's true. Yeah. I mean, it's like the airplane, right? When the mask drops, put yours on first, because you're not going to be able to help those around you if you don't have a steady flow of oxygen.
And I think we still do need to connect to people, because we keep talking about social distancing, but I don't want anyone to feel, you know, socially isolated. So using FaceTime to talk to grandparents or friends, or doing virtual play dates, things like that can really help us still feel connected to the people that we love and our friends.
Okay. Well, I like the sound of that. Well, Doc, I appreciate you being here, and please give our best to all the wonderful people at Children's Hospital of Richmond at VCU. We know the wonderful work you do. We're there every year for our radiothon, and just think the world of all you.
Yeah, thank you so much. And I just want to let you know, we are working so hard to make sure that, you know, everyone here is safe, and that we are ready and prepared to take care of everyone.
I love it. Dr. Emily Godbout from Children's Hospital of Richmond at VCU. So I'd love to make my kids do laps. The boys, good Lord. You know what? If I could get them off the couch, I'd be happy. Seriously. The older one, Harry, you know, who's back from Stanford, and now officially is on spring break, right? The last 2 weeks, what's he been home? 2 weeks? I mean, it's all sort of blending together now. I think it's 2 weeks. He was still doing his work. You know, they had their classes online. Okay. And now officially is on spring break. And so he said last night to Heidi, I want to try to get back on a regular schedule, which made sense, because remember now, he's a student at Stanford, so he really has been operating on Pacific time, and it has been a little different. And she said, oh, okay, well, what time would you like to get up? 3 o'clock. And we said, 3 o'clock Eastern, yeah. You know that's noon on the West Coast. Yeah. Even that's not regular time. What's the matter with you? You're still being a slug, for God's sakes. Let's get up and get at them. All right. We've got a lot of questions for a lot of different parts of our community and a lot of different parts of the economy. What if you own a home? Can you still sell a home right now? Are people going to buy homes? Are people still trying to sell homes? Are we all shaking it out? What are we doing? I don't know. So as I've done throughout the course of this week, I've reached out to somebody I know. I've reached out to somebody I trust. So Sarah Reynolds from the Reynolds team will join us in just a couple of moments. We'll get a little insight, because I want to know. I want to know what homeowners need to be aware of. I want to know what they're going to be up against. I mean, we chatted with Bob Helbing a couple of days ago, right? Bob Helbing from Prime Lending, who said, hey, listen, mortgage rates have never been better. Okay. Does that tie in with all of this? I don't know. I'm going to get the answers, I hope, from Sarah Reynolds from the Reynolds team at Keller Williams. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.